Warm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So next week, I start rehearsals for the redo of Irma. The reprise, I like that, or the reprieve, depending on...
Of Irma Bombeck
at Wits End, which sold out so well last year.
You sold everything out, right?
That we are doing it again, and I cannot hear from you with a complaint that you didn't know about it and I couldn't get a seat. Seriously. Like, I am not in charge of the seat. Just like I'm not in charge of when your newspaper arrives, because I get that too. Okay. Wait, can you do something about delivery? No, I cannot.
I cannot actually
go in and find the seats for you. And, you know, I always say, call, because sometimes there's a lag on the website and it doesn't necessarily show up. And you know, I think they have live people at Jiva who will take your phone call.
Well, answer the phone. Yeah.
Answer the phone and get you your tickets, which I love. But I'm really, it's funny. Someone said, are you more nervous or less nervous? I think I'm more nervous because now, once successful, wow, you cannot fall on your face the second time. Yeah. Like, it's a redo. You know, the sequel of something as good as what's the best? Well, that's not true. I guess Godfather 2 was pretty good.
But Godfather
3 sucked. Yeah, okay, but Godfather 2 was good. Okay, good. I'm going to keep that in mind. The Godfather 3 sucked.
Nobody counts that one.
But then someone was asking me, are you doing a different play?
No.
Like, no, it's worthy of revisiting. I think that's it. I think we all want something shiny and new.
Yeah.
And sometimes, it's like, you know, why does Jiva do Christmas Carol every year?
Because it works.
Because it works, and I want it. I mean, you know, and what will be fresh about this is I'm different. The audience is different every night. It's, that's the beauty of live theater. But Irma is the same, and I am very hopeful that Irma, she was nominated to be in the National Women's Hall of Fame.
Oh, gosh, she should be. I'm surprised she's not.
She's not. So I'm on a mission to see that
happen.
Yeah, so you
should be her benefactor.
Oh, yeah. And you know, the playwright is coming back up to, you know, one of the playwrights. It's twin sisters, Peggy and Allison Engel.
Oh, jeez.
And one of them, she lives in Washington, like right behind my best friend. How like funny
perfect,
is that?
Yeah.
So she's coming up to see it.
Oh, wow.
I hope that, you know, people will come back if you've seen it before.
Oh, I'm sure
and
they
bring
will.
A young person, a young, you know, woman who can see how a woman who, from her house while raising her children, had an impact on the world that was significant.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's why I think she should be in the National Women's Hall of Fame.
Break a leg.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.